The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hi, fellow addicts. This is Shannon, the producer of the SDR show. Boy, do we have a doozy for you today. Ralph is away, so joining Big J Okerson as his guest co-hosts, we have Tim Butterly of the Dad Meat podcast and Brian Six of the You Fucked It podcast. And the special guest on the show is influencer. I don't want to give too much away off the top, but her name is Lily Vig. She is a great guest, and her special talent is she queefs on command. So that's really all I'm going to say about it. You definitely don't want to miss this one, and stay all the way till the end. Of course, we do the show live every single Wednesday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern at gasdigitalnetwork.com/live. That's absolutely for free. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use promo code SDR. That will give you a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show that we have ever done. You get to hang out in the live chat. You get episodes sooner, ad-free episodes, all that good stuff, all for 1 week for free, as well as access to every single episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network, all for 7 days. So do that if you have the means to do so. Even if you don't have the means to do so, you can do it for 1 week for free and delete it. No big deal. Go to podcastmerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And that's about it. So please enjoy the Tim Butterly, Brian Six, and Lily Vig episode of The SDR Show.
Get to it. Oh, hey, everybody. It's The SDR Show. What's up, fellow addicts?
I always
do a Ralph impression. What's up, my fellow addicts? It's the SDR show. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. I don't do a great Ralph, but it's not a terrible Ralph.
Really?
Ralph's in Italy doing Italy shit.
He's
such an adventurer.
Business or pleasure?
Total pleasure. Yeah. Hanging out with his mom, holding hands by sights.
I enjoyed him in the new Munsters.
Did you make it through it?
I got like 20 minutes in.
I got about 15 in, and I was appalled.
Yeah,
Ralph, again, is in Italy hanging out with some family, doing a family trip. So nice. We do have two people sitting in this place, everyone co-hosting with me today. Very, very exciting. Both guys have been on the show before. I think also both co-hosted with me before.
Mm-hmm.
From the Dad Meat podcast, everybody, the hilarious Tim Butterly.
Thank you very much.
And then from the You Fucked It podcast, You Fucked It. The hilarious Brian Six. Beezer. Hey. The Beezer's in town.
Hey.
We have a cool guest today. This is very exciting. We're about to bro out hard. And I mean all four of us are about to bro out hard.
This is a real spectacle.
Because while our guest is very, very attractive, very pretty girl, what she does isn't like, oh, man, let's all go home and jerk off to this later. This is a real high five her. Get a beer with her, maybe crush a burger. I'm fat. I wouldn't be embarrassed to crush a slice right in front of her right now. And I don't like to do that in front of pretty girls. But her talent is going to, it's going to raise some eyebrows. Bobby, it might take those little pesky nose hairs you refuse to get rid of out of your nose. It is the lovely Lily Vig, everybody. Lily Vig joining us on the show. Lily, you are nervous. Everyone's saying you're nervous.
I am. I've never done like a show before.
Well, I'll tell you this. When I get nervous in the show, really when anybody gets nervous in the show, we do have a way to solve that problem. And it's Bobby Hutch could probably twerk it out for you. It always makes everyone calm down. If you wouldn't mind, Bobby, real quick. Shake that ass, Bobby.
Yeah,
show that what you got.
Damn,
shake that ass, Bobby. Show me what you got. Be honest. It's a way better ass than you thought it was going to be, wasn't it?
It was. It had some jiggle to it.
And it took
like a hip.
And it took all of your anxiety and threw it right into that fucking fat dumper.
His knees are in better shape than I would have guessed.
He does have a dumbbell.
Yeah.
Man, Bobby busted
open. You should be
here
for Cargo Shorts Wednesday, dude.
Bobby's fiance is here, and I bet she just got a new boost of life. Now she knows she's ready. Yes, Shannon, your thoughts?
Lily, can you just get a little, or bring the mic a little closer to your face, please?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. It's her first time, Shannon.
Yeah, take it easy.
Why are
Shannon.
Girls such bitches to each other?
Shannon's
then.
Just trying to get in your head. Don't listen to her.
Yeah.
Why are girls always so bitchy to each other?
Wow.
She's just trying to.
Shannon, be cool to our new friend. What the hell's your problem? Why are you being a bitch?
Shannon, sorry you're old news because you can't fart on command. Spoiler alert,
God,
everybody.
Yeah, sorry about
spoiler
our friend
alert,
Shannon.
She can.
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
She's always a bitch. You don't even fucking listen to her.
Well, Lily, if I'm correct, it's not that you fart on command, but queef.
Yes.
Also, on command is a weird way to put it in today's world. On command makes sense. I'm telling her to queef.
Yeah.
That could work.
But it's not farts.
It's not. Well, sometimes farts get mixed in. Like one time I was like queefing for like an OnlyFans video and my assistant was filming it.
Yeah.
And like I did start like farting by accident.
Yeah. Some songs.
She was like, ew.
Yeah. Some songs need a Bowser. You know what I mean?
She was like,
everyone
was like,
can get the woo. Yeah. But at some point you got to have the bobba da bobba da dong bang a hang a dong dong a ding a dong blue moon.
I mean,
and that's got that's coming out of the dumper.
Even Richie Valens had the Four Seasons. You know what I mean?
Hong but hong a hang a hang hang a hing a dong blue moon. Lily, when did you find out that you could queef on command? I'm betting young.
So actually, when I had my last baby, it just kind of happened when I was pregnant, kind of like when I was like bending over and stuff.
That was the one that put it over the edge. Second baby made you a professional queefer.
Yeah, the third baby daddy. And I was doing OnlyFans. I think I kind of like broke something down there. Mm-hmm. It's not like loose. So, you know, people can attest. It's not like
it's more like a curtain and a breeze.
Yeah, now. Yeah, it's like that. And I think I like wrecked it a little bit, something. You know? Like I had like my baby daddy put his like whole fist up there. Okay. Got like my first Fat Dragon dildo.
Is he trying to punch the baby?
Stupid baby. Don't come out.
What did
dude.
You say? Dickhead?
Yeah, don't come out till after the Super Bowl.
Dude, let me get a couple months in on this new job.
I was supposed to go to Sandals, dude. Do not come early.
And then I was like on my
sure you can.
Boy.
Yeah.
How big was his fist?
Well, he's 6'4".
Oh, my God. Is he white?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's 6'4".
Thank God. This is a religious show.
Size 14 feet.
I think I speak for everybody when I say thank God. No disrespect, Godfrey and Dave Temple and Derek. That's black friends.
Well, he wasn't the father of that baby. He was the father of the baby before that.
But you think that's the one that did
it? The father of that baby is just like too small. He was just like a little tiny Jewish man.
Okay.
So, you know.
What's like, your type?
Probably like really tiny Jewish men.
Really? Except for like that 1'6'4 guy.
But then I like to cheat on them with like the 6'4 dudes.
Oh.
I just like the emotional connection.
You use
connection.
Them for their Jew money.
I use them I for their it. Jew money have and for like their Jew families.
Have you ever thought about finding a little squirrely Jew that might be into that arrangement? Or do you need the breakup to come to fulfill
it's
the
It's really
fantasy?
Hard to find one that's like open to any kinks.
I'd say throw your kids some instruments now because they're going to... Probably make some good music.
Yeah, or produce it.
Well, you just set up the next one so I can retire. You know, someone needs to take over.
Yeah, you got a 3-piece band already, right?
Yeah.
Watch out. All of your kids are going to start podcast networks.
Yeah, dude.
This is Louis J. Gomez's origin story. So you found out you can do it now. I've heard from people who can do this.
Yeah.
Have this talent that it's a process somehow of sucking in first.
Yeah, so one time I was bent over on my cousin's bed, and we were just kind of like fucking around. Not like that. Not with that cousin.
You fucked other cousins.
The other cousins, but not that one.
What cousins did you fuck? So now we gotta go to that story
for
sure.
Well, that one.
That one there.
That one.
Lesbian sex with a cousin. Is that your first cousin?
Yes.
Okay, let me
Is
think about
Is that okay
that.
To say here? You're gonna cut this out?
No, it's totally
Are you embarrassed
fine.
Of us?
No. Am I embarrassed of you? How dare you? My favorite documentary, The Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia, was made on this very thing.
And I almost fucked another cousin, but he just, like...
He wasn't into it?
Yeah, no, he was into it.
He was a fucking pussy?
Yeah, he was into it, but he just like didn't seem like he would be like a good lay.
Why did you want to? You don't give a fuck about rules or society, biology, whatever. Yeah, I was like, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, fuck it. Two-headed baby, that's going to make you money, probably.
I mean, it would.
He's going to have to put both fists up.
I mean, it's all about the numbers. It's a numbers game.
She's going to be able to work her pussy like a timpani at some point. So
I, like, I was bent over on her bed and like my pussy breathed in. And then like we both laughed and then like.
And you felt the motion that you were able to do that. So now you can replicate it.
Yeah, yeah. Not all the time, but mostly like when I bend over, if I'm wearing like a skirt, I just kind of like get in the right position. It just goes like, you know.
Your TikTok, I watched today on The Bonfire, my other show, and it was really, it was killing in the room. Hilarious. It's just you. Jump queefing all over in different places. Yeah, it's really funny.
Can we get a recap just so that we know what we're talking about?
I bet Jacob was into it.
Is it like the Van Halen video for jump?
Jacob was loving it.
Was not into it.
People think it's farting.
Oh, it's but you're saying it's not exactly farting.
You can't say queef on TikTok.
It's not farting. It's out of the pussy.
Yeah, but still, like the sounding and
the sound is exactly
right. That's what I mean.
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's watch some of these TikToks, and then I'm going to go into again to whether I feel.
Might as well dump.
I'd like to poll the room. I know it's still a lot of people will give you their problems for this, but do you genuinely have a problem with two first cousins diking out? Because at the end of the day, really, there's no like dick going in a pussy kind of thing. Look, is it going to make Easter weird? Sure.
She has like a strap on, so it's not even like her appendage.
I mean, obviously, you guys have an okay relationship. She's here, right?
You guys are freaking out, but she has a strap on.
Yeah. So technically, it's not even her.
It's not. It's not.
She's just making the motion.
She's helping her cousin come through this contraption.
That does seem like regular lady stuff sometimes.
That's just girl
shit.
When
you see what your girl gets up to sometimes with other women, you're just like, so gay is not even real for girls.
Where do you live?
I live in Wisconsin.
Oh my God, there it is.
So I'm going to Wisconsin tomorrow morning. Madison, Wisconsin.
Duh.
Is that near you? Madison?
I live in Madison. That's the capital.
No shit. Yeah, I'm going there tomorrow till Sunday. Performing a comedy on State. Quick plug. I'll be writing my special Thursday through Saturday at Comedy on State. Did you queefed on my plugs? Sons of bitches. You trying to ventriloquist it over?
I tried to throw it.
Can you guys believe
I'll
that?
I'll take it.
What a disrespect. What an ultimate disrespect.
Plug. That was, you caught it.
I don't think Wisconsin's historically a cousin fucking town, though.
Were you close to where American Movie was made? Do you know that documentary?
No, I don't.
Mark Borchardt? Okay.
No, very famous.
It's the best documentary ever. Okay. I think they were close. Where's Green Bay to you?
I was like 4 hours.
Okay, so I think they were over towards that. Anyway, sorry. I just heard Wisconsin.
She's in Madison. You know the geography of Wisconsin, bro.
Yeah, I don't even know where the state is.
That's like your one thing.
Yeah, obviously. When they're like, where's Bees now? I'm like, states, obviously.
Where my geography classes online?
Other states than Philadelphia.
Gotta get out of the state of Philadelphia.
Yes.
Go ahead, play some of these TikToks. These are great.
Filmed by the cousin.
Dude. Wait. Why did it go before you jump?
Whoa.
Hold on.
Why are you doing parkour at the same time?
First of all, the skill is awesome.
Fartcore.
Fartcore. She's a very pretty girl, an amazing talent. Has a bush, which I love. Has armpit hair, which I'm arguing might be the reason you can't seem to find love and lock down one of these old Jews. And it's never had caused you a problem getting laid, I'm sure.
You got a little squeaky Jew guy. He's going to be eye level with your pit hair. Dude.
Oh, they love it. They're all like, do it yourself.
Why'd you shave that stuff?
I don't get it. I don't understand the armpit hair. Maybe I'm an old man. I'm 44. I'm from a different time, I guess, but I don't know. It'll take me. Now, by the way, that said, I'd be lying if I said I find that out game time. We're playing right through that.
Oh yeah, that's
you're gonna be
bit
doing
a
lot of. You're gonna be doing a lot of arms down actions.
Yeah,
I've had like guys like fuck my armpits.
I bet.
I had a roommate that was into that.
Yeah, they
loved armpits. Yeah,
yeah, they're nice and tight.
Now the hairy armpit is just not. But if I saw that way early in the game, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah, you'd spend your time differently.
Yeah. I don't know why. It's It's so masculine.
Because you're, you know what it is? You're accelerating as it goes on. You're reaching a velocity that's going to be tough to pull out of.
Oh. There's a
in the early stages, dude, you shut it up.
Right. An early point. Pass, by the way, barrier? In an early point of the night, if conversation rules, I'm going to get past it. But in my initial thing on that is like, why would you do that when you don't have to? You don't have to have hairy armpits.
I had a guy ask me. Okay. So I had a guy ask me.
Are you making a statement
shave.
With him, or are you just like, whatever?
You shave your legs, yes?
No, I had a guy ask me to shave. Like, we got in the bedroom, and I started taking my clothes off. And he, like, freaked out and, like, jumped off of me and told me I needed to go shave.
And you did it.
Did you shave?
I didn't. No. He still
good
did
for
it.
You.
He did it, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I forget your question. What was I going to? I don't know. You're going to have to ask it again.
Did I ask the question?
You like, yeah, you asked me something.
Are you making a statement?
Are you making a statement or, yeah, or do you just not give a shit?
I just kind of think that I don't give a fuck. I think it's hilarious, and I have nothing better to do.
Sure.
My cousin loves to film it.
You are making a statement.
I accept all those reasons.
I guess so.
Three statements in almost.
I'm not going to tell anyone else how to do anything.
At least now everybody knows, because I actually can't get like fuck doggy style without just like queefing. It's like nonstop. So I feel like I can't even hide it. So I'm able to just like come out with it and be like, this is what happens. Mine's like a little more intense and just like a mom thing.
Yeah.
No, I will say
this. I hear you, girl.
One of the reasons I don't love fucking doggy style is maybe it's the shape of my dick or whatever, is because when I do it and then the girl rolls over back onto her back, inevitably, it's a fucking queef city. It's like the finale. Oh, of Macy's.
Can you not like plug the hole good enough, or what's? Can you not plug the hole?
No, like, it has nothing to do with that.
Is it not?
It's got to be pretty plugged if it's gonna queef out, because that's gotta suck.
You're
pushing the air, and I think it's
it,
but whatever it is, yeah,
I pump air.
Do you ever see a video of a gassy horse? They roll onto their backs and do like, a, and it's a.
That's, I need a horse
that's
mask.
Switching from doggy to me.
Horse.
Yeah.
It's a good bar, dude. It's in South Philly.
Oldest bar in Philly.
I think it's a feature. That's not a reason to avoid that.
What?
What Jay's talking about. He said he doesn't enjoy it so much because he charges the queef meter in doggy, and then when he switches the missionary, he hits the turbo button.
Yeah. That's it, dude.
It's
the unleash. Yeah, I hit special. Special weapon, dude. That's for the mother brain for sure. Yeah.
I'm done with that stuff.
All right, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the SDR show, and that is rockauto.com. Rockauto.com has been in business for 20 years, and while every other business in this country might be raising prices or low on stock, when it comes to auto parts, rockauto.com has what you need. They have what you need in stock at reliably low prices. Look, if you're just fixing up your own car in your house, or you're an auto mechanic, you have access to the same great low prices, which is pretty amazing. And I've used them for a couple things now. I got a Jeep I like to zhuzh up from time to time. I'm not really a car guy, but you know, I'll put in like a nice a soda cup liner or maybe if I have an old car, I'd want to buy one of those lighters that you push in and pop out. I bet they have those there. I'm not really a car guy. All right, there, spoiler alert. But if you are, go over to rockauto.com, get those incredibly low prices. Let them know that we sent you at the checkout. There's a box that you can fill out and let them know that you heard about them here on the SDR show. One more time, rockauto.com, with all the auto parts you need at amazing prices. All right, let's get back into it. Do you guys care about Bush, or do you prefer it not, or you like it?
It's tough to imagine my wife with it. That was a weird thing to say.
No, dude. That's totally cool. We all know that your wife's got a super smooth, sweet pussy now. That's fine. Are you feeling uncomfortable? I could always have Bobby twerk.
No.
Okay.
I'm great.
Sure. You sure? Because the guy's ready to twerk at any given moment. All right. Well,
do you ever shake sack? You ever maybe
helicopter for sure. A little? Oh, for sure. That sack swinging, dude. Bobby's in his 40s. That thing is dangling.
Okay. What's your toot sitch? You don't got good toots when you twerk like that? There's no way, Bobby. You're telling me you
don't
start
suck
doing
in?
That shit and you're like...
I never had to yet.
It's coming, dude.
Bobby, you came in late to the game. Two girl cousins, lesbo out. Is it incest?
But she has a strap on.
It's a strap. There's a strap on between them now, so they're never actually touching pussies.
Did you both come? I'm sorry. Was that personal?
I think that I don't know.
I don't mean to overstep.
She's kind of a liar, so I don't know.
Whoa.
I think
so.
You fucking bitch. Did you fake an orgasm for your cousin?
How dare you?
What the hell, dude?
Damn.
How dare you?
Wow. I hope you snake her at whatever fucking...
Are you guys still like messing around?
Exchange game.
Does that still happen? That's fun.
So we're not really invited to the family holidays, so we just gonna spend
you don't
it together.
Say.
Was that before? Was that before this?
Or they're overrated.
Yeah, I mean,
they're already calling us incest lesbians at every holiday. We might as well do it and not go.
That wasn't one of the days
lonely.
Of Christmas.
Two lesbo cousins.
Like, is that original?
Eight-headed kids having something. So.
At 12, get the fuck out of here. Look at Bobby doing weed, dude.
Five overly interested uncles.
Oh, God. One drunken dad. Two new moms.
80 lended bucks.
And two cousins with a super pretty bad fentanyl addiction.
You'll get it back next week. That's how that song would end.
Oh, man.
Dude, didn't I say I was done with that joke? Stop doing this stuff. Go up, Tim.
We're through with that now.
Anyway.
You don't smoke pot at all. It's not your vice. Am I right, Lily?
You don't smoke pot?
I don't. I mean, like, I could, like, sometimes.
You just dropped it by accident. By the way, in my vodka.
Did I do something?
Yo, that's a Jersey fucking
so bad.
Shot, dude.
That was tequila. You want a tequila shot?
Not of that.
No, not that one. We're gonna
Bobby, drink
one.
That, dude, and twerk.
But I also dumped so much of the weed.
Was there a lot left in that? There
was plenty.
Nah, we got a good dent in on it.
We're
sorry.
Fine.
Yeah, we're great.
Lily, relax. We're all fine. Are you freaking out? I could always have Bobby twerk.
Hey, Lily, have you ever smoked weed?
Yes.
You're just not a consistent.
So I used to smoke it a lot, okay. And then I smoked it once, and I don't know if it was like had something in it, but I like started like I
Meth,
like tripped. I wasn't even like bad. It wasn't bad, but I was like
weird enough
hallucinating.
For you to know.
Yeah, I was what's going on here?
Hallucinating. It might have been laced.
Yeah, so I think I was like completely hallucinating. Like this mug was like talking to me. It had like a bird handle and the bird was like talking to me. And I was like, wait a second, like something's not right here. And I kept like, I like put it away and I was like, and then it kept talking. I was like, I gotta get rid of this mug. I put it under like the couch cushion. I like sat on it. It was like still going.
What was it talking about?
I don't remember, actually.
Was it just all of your, like, self-doubt?
That never happened to you, dude. Why?
It was being kind of, like, mean.
That kind
of
rules, dude.
It was kind of being, like, a
little... You should fuck your cousin!
That was pre-cousin fucking. That was when we humped pillows together. So that was before we actually talked.
Oh, you guys were on a road.
It was a pillow humping.
You guys were on a road. It's almost your parents' fault. Do you guys live in a rural part of Wisconsin? Madison is a pretty big city.
Our family is from like a city of like 330 people, maybe actually.
Wow, so eventually, if you're even a little promiscuous, you're gonna fuck a first. Yeah,
you gotta fuck cousins for warmth.
Kicked out of my grandma's church because me and my cousin like did some stuff in the church on together.
You slipped the church in there.
Yeah, we were at the Catholic church. No, the girl and we just. We're filming like some stuff and I fucked myself with the dildo in the church and somebody didn't like it. Nobody saw it, but so somebody got kicked out of my grandma's church.
Who's the fucking dildo who didn't like you masturbating in a church?
I know.
His first name might be Jesus. Yeah. And his last name, my Lord and Savior.
I'm gonna write the church. I'm pretty sure they're gonna forgive me. That's on my to-do list this week.
The one true God, Christ.
Maybe you have met him. It's Catholic?
It is. It's a Catholic church.
Just go to confession. That's done in an hour.
He's on the
definitely
giant crucifix.
Went into confession.
He's like, what the fuck, dude? Seriously.
You'll be fine.
You're probably going to be fine. You'll more than likely be fine.
Yeah.
They're not going to remember you. You just go.
That's what my cousin said. We tried to go to the church festival last weekend. But I
the church
out.
Fest?
Why? Rubbing their faces?
Yeah, I was just
literally.
Like,
see if you guys catch fire.
I was definitely going to go back into the church. And they sort of gave me
Would
like,
you stop incest just for church?
No.
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 What a stupid question. I feel dumb for asking.
You should.
Shannon, can you edit that out? It was such a stupid question.
I feel like you guys accidentally completed like one third of a serious ritual.
Yeah, you're right there.
You're closest to solving the Hellraiser box.
I say get a boy cousin involved and let's see if we can get this puzzle
solved.
It
sounds like they're all cowards. If you had a hot cousin that was like, listen, dude, it's going to happen as long as you say yes right now.
Oh, I definitely.
Gun to your head, would you say yes?
Buddy, I did. I'm not going to lie.
What if we
I've said
some
shows before, but I've done. I did a little playhouse with a girl, like third cousin, though, when I was like pretty young.
Oh, third. That's nothing. Third.
That's reaching.
That's pussy. It's
close enough.
Isn't
though.
That just like the neighbor of a first cousin?
Yeah.
Nope.
This one chick, Kelly.
No, I can tell you how. Everybody fucked their cousins. It was my grandfather's cousin's granddaughter.
That's there.
Whoa.
They'll connect
it's
dots.
Crazy that you ever even encountered them in your life. That's
why
how the relation that is.
It is weird. Nobody else. There's so many other parts of that side of the family that are, I don't know anybody there at all. But yeah, that cousin. Yeah. Little redhead. Freckles. Wouldn't be my thing today. But back then, play a little house.
I see it.
It is what it is. Now,
were you
full-blown
like,
sex with a first cousin? Never happened.
Was this just clumsy like anatomy probing? Or were you like leaning on the wall behind her head like, listen...
Clumsy yeah. anatomy.
You
want
to be a nurse on my ward?
What if you? I abused my power.
If it was a boy, if it was a boy and you dildoed him, though, would it be gay?
If it was a boy and we dildoed each other,
yeah, you snapped on.
I feel like there'd be a lot of more things to explain at the gates. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like we're gonna be here for a minute, Pete.
I got some explaining to do. That's cool. You didn't fuck the boy cousin at all.
No, I think he like felt me up and he like fingered my pussy.
Really?
But then and like then... my rabbit got in the way. Like I had this rabbit and it was.
Oh, and I thought you meant the sex
toy. Oh, no,
toy.
No, like an actual rabbit.
A bunny rabbit.
I actually like, yeah. thought the actual animal. I didn't even think
right
yeah,
away.
And yeah. I, for some reason, like it was like sick or something. I need to like pick up the rabbit.
Your rabbit puked on your pussy while your cousin was trying to fuck you?
Dude.
Whoa, what a one time ever situation.
I would buy a lube called Rabbit Puke.
Yeah. Get puked on.
Yeah. You ready to put your pukey rabbit? You ready to make your rabbit puke inside this chick's puss?
I think we FaceTimed him once, but like she pussed out. She was like, I had him on
Whoa,
FaceTime.
Whoa, he almost had two cousins?
Yeah, so I had him on FaceTime and she was like, he wouldn't
That's
fuck you.
In the deep
like
end.
He doesn't want you. He would never fuck you. And I was like, well, I'll get him on FaceTime right now. And she was like, no, you wouldn't. And I was like, yes, I and then she just kind of ran away.
What a fucking devilish dare.
It was a weird dare.
She didn't think I would do it. She was like, you don't have I actually like Facebook like videoed him. She was like, you don't have him on Facebook. I don't. I was like, oh, I do.
She say they call her ex boyfriend and just
yeah.
insult him and call him a loser.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah.
rules. While he jerks off.
I get a couple cousins.
And then when I hang up, for him. He comes like, hey, when dickhead. I hang up on him. Like, I hang up on him. And I, like, ruin his orgasm. So I start talking, like, maybe about, like, a medical appointment I had or, like, getting my blood drawn. Like, something, like, not sexy or, like, when I need to...
Yeah, I have to go get a band-aid
when he's about to come. Yeah. No, like,
oh,
nothing
babe.
About pussy
Seriously?
When he's about to come. I tell him he's, like, a loser. And I tell him, like, maybe he should, like, off
I have to
just,
go
like,
get
off
butt waxed. I have to go shine my butt, babe. Oh, babe, I'm gonna fucking come. Click.
You're such a stupid load of shit.
He can only come now after I hang up on him.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I bet. Probably hurts all the things you're saying. Hang up, please. Stop saying this. I will never get back with you, you lump of shit. Right.
What a dick.
Hey, let's talk about one of our longtime sponsors, the DSTR show. Delta. Yays. Who is that over there? Sorry, everybody. It's me. It's the Delta 8 vampire, and Ralph's not here, so I was trying to do my Ralph impression. Pretty good, yes? Send your daughters. No girl is too young for me. That's Ralph, everybody. That's how Ralph sounds. Anyway... You know me, I'm here to talk about the Delta 8, dude, the vapes, the gummies, all the things for the chicks and the kids, you know, if you're over the age of 21, wink, wink, and living in the majority of the states where it is legal, and you wouldn't even be listening to this if you weren't, you don't want to live in those reserved, footloose-type towns. That's right, Delta 8 vampire. Thank you, Ralph. Shut up. What is their date? It's found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states, and it gets you high, super duper high, and you get to only take it in fun ways, like gummies and vapes. Smoking is for those boomers, you know, those old people. I'm talking to you, kids. Vapes and gummies. I can tell you it works, and these products should be taken responsibly. Wink, wink. One more time, YourDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, little vague, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, promo code GAS, puke, for 25% off.
That's right, Your Delta Vampire. You did it again with a great thing. Oh, Ralph, stop. You flatter me. Let's get back into it.
That's a fucking weird thing to be into, but I said guys.
I mean,
a girl I know told me that guys on OnlyFans like to send their dicks and have girls like make videos.
Yeah.
Saying that your dick sucks and it's a little stupid piece of shit. And then got a little insight tonight. Turns out sometimes you just make one video and just send it to every guy and say the same little dick thing. Yep. Even if he's got a big dick. He just gets the fucking one day. She could do it from her phone while she's eating fucking popcorn and watching Netflix shows.
I actually, yeah, that's what me and my cousin do. We just
when
like
you guys aren't
it.
Scissoring yourself. I hope you don't get wet at the same time. Yeah. And you get stuck together like dogs. Like to blow you apart with a fire
thank
hose.
Thank God my cousin doesn't.
Everyone
not.
In town is gonna know.
Actually, like
this town is wild. It's like Tombstone.
How many of your family know that you and your cousin did lesbo stuff together?
Probably no. Well, I mean, they don't like us. I don't really know what they think of us. They probably know.
But do you think they know you guys fucked up?
Do they know? They know. They probably think we just like fuck the male cousins or like uncle or something. I don't know. That's what they probably think. They probably don't
this
think it's
a problem
like
that runs rampant in the Vig family. Damn. Because the Vig family tree is all over the place. Nice, yeah. Though. Are you? Do you feel like you're loaded up right now? Because we have a couple of.
Can I go under your table?
What have you done to your parents in their eyes of their families?
What do you mean?
So no one likes you because
yeah.
I'm saying imagine I'm the people that don't like this. Isn't me that this is that saying they go don't invite
Tim Powers loves you.
Yeah, don't invite those little sluts to Thanksgiving, please. I don't want to fucking get herpes sharing cranberry sauce with them. What do your parents say to that? Are they like, she's actually
pretty chill.
One of my female cousins, who's kind of like old and like really ugly and never is yep. probably
and is a bitch and fucking sucks.
She's just real nasty.
She's a fucking jealous ass hater.
Yeah, she's a jealous ass hater. She's probably going to see this because she found my content. Yeah, so she called my mom and she was like saying that like she saw my videos. So then she definitely saw us together, actually, if she saw my stuff. So yeah.
Is she threatening to tell everybody? Or
she did because I heard about it.
So everyone does know.
So yeah. Actually, now that I think of it, she definitely told everyone.
Why would she do that?
Because she has nothing better to do.
Such a hater.
You should beat her ass.
Snitches end up in ditches.
Yeah,
dude.
You should pull her out of her screen door on Facebook Live and beat the fuck out of her. You should pull her hair and do like those girl punches in her forehead.
She fucking flog her with her own wind chimes.
Dude. All four flip flops just get launched into the middle of the street. If I can imagine, he started doing that little nasty bitch uppercut while holding her hair.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick, dude.
Fucking banana clips all over the floor. No one's wearing shoes.
Damn. Dude.
Wisconsin rules. I'm coming tomorrow, everybody. Tomorrow, through Saturday.
You know he's gonna show Madison. Up.
Comedy on State. Come see me, dogs.
She's going to fucking walk up and Will Smith you. It's this cousin she's talking shit on. She's going to come and get you.
No, this is my people, dude. Wisconsin mountain folk?
Yeah.
These are my people, dude.
She's definitely that.
I'll jack off to these two fucking cousins.
You look like the fucking shit. Troubled kid in a miner's town.
He just wants to move to New York and dance. But his dad calls him a queer.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Lily, we do have some feats of queef nature we'd like you to pull off. Shannon, are you psyched for
this?
I thought
you said like feet. I thought you wanted like foot fetish stuff. But
No.
I was like, what?
Lily, do you need your cousin in before we start playing the games?
Why? Yeah. Does she blow the queefs into there?
That's what I feel like. Lainey led me to believe something.
It'd be more convenient.
Does she hold you like a bagpipe under her arm?
No. But it.
Mackenzie can come in.
It'll just depend.
Get Mackenzie in. Let the family see. We're here. We're queer. We're cousins. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah, set the shit up. So wait, your cousin comes in and punches you in your asshole. And you're like, hurr.
Yeah, she just fists my ass and then, you know.
Really?
No, I mean, probably she could. Maybe
no,
she
I'm not asking. I'm just saying.
Maybe she
I said
asked.
That earlier.
Yeah,
there was a video.
Brian, yeah, she could. Okay.
She definitely
I didn't know
could.
What started
no,
the
No, you're
engine.
Making it weird. You're freaking
we
out
We can do
it.
That after.
Dude, chill out. They'll fist later.
I'm like, yo.
Does it have to be fisting in front of you?
We want to fist your ass and hold hands.
There's no way that's happening.
Why not? That works. We can do it.
Why not, dude? With a lot of lube?
No.
Rabbit puke? What if I throw a little rabbit puke?
Yeah.
What if I throw a little rabbit puke on the thing?
Are we
what
talking
if you go,
assholes? Dude, I only you know puke. With
you know how many units we'd move if I was like, how about if we use rabbit puke? And you went, oh, never mind. Yeah, I'm back in. We should move units, dude. We'd be moving units right
now. I could
put
this table in my ass with rabbit puke.
All day long. Oh, is it in there? I forgot. I went to church.
Ass digital.
When he turns sideways, you see the shape.
Is Mackenzie coming in here?
We're working out logistics.
Okay.
Just give us
they're
one moment.
They're renegotiating.
Trying to figure out.
Do we need to leave room between them for Jesus?
She wants me to blow out a candle. She's probably trying to figure out how not
she
to
doesn't,
light my
She doesn't want to be on camera.
Why would I
want to
be on camera?
Just go under the table.
She's yelling now.
Just crawl in. Crawl
she still
the
has
table.
A job.
I just need you right here.
Didn't you guys say
in.
You did lesbo stuff on a video together? Oh, Bobby. You guys don't have to duck out or anything.
She can just crawl in.
Can we get a sound check on her butt?
Okay.
Can I get the snare?
Hold on. Yo, wait, this microphone here.
Yeah,
we'll get it low.
This way? I'm gonna scoot behind you, my guy.
Oh, yeah, good.
Hold on, I'm gonna take this off.
My guy. The only time I heard that was a pedophile.
There's another chair over there.
She has to hold her armpit hair back for her.
Oh, wait. Hang on. You're so far off microphone. Was that the suck in? Okay. That was the suck in.
Dude.
Wait, wait, hang on. You gotta talk to the microphone.
Hold up. That's how babies from Votech are made.
Vokey kids?
Okay. We're going to the pit.
Go forward.
Hold on. I have to, like, get this. I have to get an angle happening here. Can we do it again? I don't have a good angle of what's happening.
We can do it 100 more times, Shannon, but the fact that she's farting, queefing over your conversation is the best.
This is happening, Shannon.
Dude, that sounds like a cartoon splat.
Take the mic. Take the headphones off.
We can't see her at all.
Shannon's upset that the camera can't see her.
It's nonstop funny. We can't put it on the table, Shannon. What do you want us to do? You're not wrong.
Wait, can you do it on the chair? Can you do it over on the chair? Like, put your...
Jay, what? Have her... go hands and knees onto the table and then hold the microphone up behind her butt. So butt facing the wall. And that way it'll be a decent shot. You won't even have to censor this for YouTube.
Ass on your table?
There's no fluids.
Yeah, I don't think we can.
There's no fluids.
Bobby?
Yeah, no. I don't hear.
What are they talking? What are you pointing at?
Oh, the bench. They're saying to go on the bench. But I'm not going to really be able to.
What happened?
Oh, on the bench?
Yeah, if you move that chair.
Can you guys film the bench? Do we have the capability?
There you
here
go.
Digital?
You got it.
Yeah, here. If you could just move that chair.
You pull the chair.
You crap on that
God,
wall.
I can't believe I have to fucking
lose
run this.
This shit.
This nuts.
Crap on that
but wait,
wall.
Wait, we have no mic over there. Is that what you're getting, Bobby?
What?
I just need you to move your head a little bit to the right.
Ooh, Bobby, we're just holding hands. Yeah. Dude.
Bobby, could you put into your green screen suit and boom her butt?
Who do
please?
We have? Who do we have, Mike? Her
Bobby,
asshole?
Put on the skin tight green suit. Dude, please.
Oh, you can do it, Bobby.
Is that all right, Shannon?
Yeah, good. Thank you.
All right. Dude.
Hang on, we have Bobby, our field reporter.
Bobby's on site.
He's in the green skin suit. They actually just imposed the picture of him, though.
This is Bobby's Christmas card.
Should I put this mic down, too?
Yeah, let's get it all in there. Dude.
Dude. Loading up. Fill the musket. Bobby, put the gunpowder in. And
help me get in a position.
How does she help you get her in a position?
Let me know when you're going to do it. Give me a countdown so I can say something before you do it.
Bobby, could you just remember to wash those footprints off the wall?
Engines!
What the fuck?
Dude. Bobby, stop moving the mic.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, dude.
Bobby, you're a coward.
Finally, Bobby. Finally, a first cousin to solve this not getting too close to our pussy problem.
I'm ready.
Oh, I forgot these are queefs. I thought these were farts.
Mm-hmm. It's so hilarious.
Well, keep queefing. Guys, let's go around and do some plugs.
I like the Dolphins this weekend.
Okay. 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 There it is.
You listen to it. You fucked it.
There we go. Oh, I got to get this.
I got something to plug.
I got to get some headphones on for this one.
This is.
Now let it sing, baby. Open up. There we go. There we go. Oh, might as well jump. Let's try to time it. Go ahead, jump.
Oh, no.
Go ahead and jump.
She's tuning it up.
That is a consistent D flat. True story. Dude. I have perfect pitch. It's my one thing.
D flat, dude.
Oh my God.
You can tune a bass drum head to that.
Oh, the Pavarotti of the pooper.
You're just literally.
Oh.
You can definitely blow a candle out.
You can blow a candle out, you think?
What'd you get?
The inhale is the most fucked up sound I've ever heard.
Dude, that's the best part, dude.
It's like when we first
machine gun fire for us, would you?
Dude.
Yeah, give us a little bit of staccato. Give us a little bit of the beginning of Hot for Teacher.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, thank you, Justin. Every one of my beautiful assistant, Justin, has
Justin,
brought
go
in
put
some
your
candles.
Face in that.
Man.
It's Justin, a himbo move.
Justin, write lyrics to this?
Dude.
What happened?
Okay.
Vibrato. Vibrato. Bobby, I have a busted thumb. Somebody's like to light this candle, perhaps, for her to blow out.
Dude.
I don't know if we could trust Pyro to kissing cousins. To a couple of kissing cousins, too. Mysteriously aren't invited to the family events and then decide to lesbo out. I'm with it.
Why not? This is America, am I right?
Goddamn right it is. Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I haven't search engined that on a thing or two in my life.
I already fucking voiced it in. I just had my Shazam on this whole time. I was like, dude, love it.
Oh, man.
Dude, crap. Please crap.
Living it.
Oh. I would lose my mind.
Oh my God.
Bobby, do the honors.
Bobby's gonna go up in flames, dude.
Damn, happy birthday.
Fucked up videos that Justin just showed me.
Should we get her to face the other way?
I Sharon, might.
Maybe for the candle?
Face a pussy? Wait, do you want to?
Just don't know how to catch this the best way.
If she turns around, I think.
Facing you?
Yes.
We can try.
No, not, she is already facing me, yeah, facing away from
her legs
butt,
spread
her
in my
butt
face.
Facing me. Yeah. Real nice, Shan.
Queef at me.
Her face is in the front of her body, you piece of shit. Sorry, Shan's an ass man. Would you mind turning around for us for camera shot?
Oh, because then her cousin's going to be in the shot, though.
Oh, yeah. Can't do that.
What if she stands behind
Sorry.
Jay? I don't know. I'm trying to be
nah.
the solutions guy here.
Could you do it laying on your back or no? Doesn't work that way.
You have to flip over. Yeah, she has to get the air.
Yeah, load up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And then take it, you find
Jay.
That last Mohican, and you moan
Stanley
down.
Kubrick will be screaming in their faces at this point already. Come on, man. Line up the shot.
I don't, I'm sorry. I don't have my foot down. You girls want one of these? Then you do what's right. Was that good?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody, it's happening.
Oh! Holy shit. First try. Look at that.
First shot. Can we do that one more time? Because that was so fast. I think she could do it. That was insane.
That was like an Iris and crossover.
Why don't you light five candles?
You're right. Bobby.
Bobby, get a handful of candles.
Bobby, wait.
Bobby, get
light a handful of candles.
Let's see how big of a flame she can fight.
Get an M80.
So we all die. If she do dynamite, if she doesn't queef it out, we're all dead. Let's up the stakes a little bit, huh? What do you say we up the ante? You girls want to play? You flew in from Wisconsin for this.
Darren knows how every cousin has an M90. I'm like, that doesn't exist. Dude, every cousin.
Doesn't exist.
Boy, like, yeah, I got that. They do, though.
It's actually a third of a stick.
I'd say, Lily, I'm betting on you. Load up a biggie.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
What if this is how you burn down the studio?
Oh, suck in one more time.
I'm really scared to burn you. Try again.
Yeah.
I promise.
Suck in big. Oh, it moved. It winded it a little bit.
It
would have sent an SOS smoke signal, but the one candle was blown out completely. Fantastic job.
Yeah.
Fantastic work. Oh, Bobby. Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
Sorry.
Bobby, full bush, pretty chill, right? You love that shit. You always tell us all the time about Tanya's big hairy pussy. He's never said that. I didn't really get to see very much, but would you say in the game of queefing, would a lippier pussy or a more tucked away pussy be a better instrument?
Probably a little lippy.
A little bit lippy.
Yeah, a little tiny.
If I was betting, I would have guessed what I would have guessed.
Yeah, a little bit lippy. Like, one of those tiny little pink pussies would not work.
Yeah.
It depends on what notes you're trying to hit. As a guy who pitches his farts as well as he can, I feel like the higher up I get a fart in tone, the further, like, inside I feel like it's happening.
Mm.
You know what I mean? God, imagine what I'd be doing if I had some lips in my asshole.
But vagina's like a cul-de-sac, though. You know, you can only go, like, so far.
Yeah.
There's a retarded kid in it.
Yeah. Sweet-ass wiffle ball games, though.
Sorry. Queef mic. Sorry, we're wrapping up the queef mic, guys. Queef mic's going back away for the rest of the year.
You might, You would save that for next time.
Those were fantastic queefs.
Thank you.
Fantastic work.
That was bassier than I thought those things could get.
It was awesome.
Does that ever become a problem?
What?
Like, just daily life. Do you care?
Not really. I mean, sometimes it, like, accidentally happens, like, when I bend over.
Talk with me. Do you ever get, like, stomach cramps from maybe unreleased air that you couldn't get all out?
Oh, no. It all comes out.
It all comes out to the last drop. Your cousin makes sure that. Is she your lower belly pusher? Just like that.
She pushes your knees up to your chest. Come on.
Get those queefs out. Let's get it over with.
Sometimes it'll come out like 5 minutes later. It'll just be like a little poot.
Is queefing part of the play in your, when you guys hook up?
No.
No.
I wish I could say it was.
What is? Fingering 69s?
Mostly scissoring.
Scissoring, really?
Just a little light scissoring. Yeah, I feel like the scissoring is the least. Us, you know, just a little.
Shannon, if you were down to do a lesbian act.
She's very flexible.
Shannon, if you were sick, can you do a dance split? If you could do a dance split and pop up, I got a girl I want to link you with. You're going to be a female kid and play. Shannon, do you feel like you could figure out how to control your queefs?
No.
No, she craps, dude.
Could you maybe spend 5 minutes trying to help Shannon learn how to do this?
I don't understand what she's doing.
It's an easy recipe. Three fatherless children. Two.
A fist fight with one of them in your pussy.
A little fisting incident. Shook some shit up. No, Shannon, if you could do like a lesbian experience, which would you think scissoring? I always feel like that'd be low on the list. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't have a pussy. But I would just think that action isn't the most rewarding of a lesbian experience. Mushing pussies. It's not no control at all. It's like trying to kiss somebody together. When you both have Novocaine lips.
Yeah.
And eventually you have to bump hard enough that it's like, fuck.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like fingers and mouths would be the trick. But maybe I'm stupid. You know what? I guess I'm not a lesbian. I'll be the asshole on this one.
Fucking blockhead.
Yeah, dude.
What's the funniest time you've ever used it in your mind? Because you, your whole TikTok is doing, they're all, it's comedy.
Yeah.
And like, what's the, your favorite?
The videos?
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, you guys even have your own weird language.
Yeah, she's calling an audible.
It's like gummo.
Yeah. Are you guys calling a timeout?
What Someone is that? Exactly what she said. This?
What's
she's
that
saying,
mean?
She's saying take third.
I usually understand.
She's Why, saying how, no matter what, take
three
third.
Three different people that came here separately and don't know each other both did the same hand motion.
She's Swing away.
She's saying it's the McDonald's one.
Oh, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't know if I should go there. Okay.
You
this one where I was at McDonald's and I like
They're a sponsor.
I hopped up out of the booth and like queefed, and then I accidentally spit food out of my mouth, so it like flung. So I like queefed at the same time that I like spit out food and like projectiled out food.
So you vomited.
Was it vomit or was it in your mouth?
No, just like a piece of food that looked like a tooth. So everyone thought I lost a tooth.
Now, how much of an adjustment was it for you doing this kind of public humiliation stuff? Were you always ready to just
always
degrade yourself in front of strangers?
Yeah,
you have to be like, okay, always ready to go. I want to do this. I'm being brave.
Yeah.
No, oh my God, my pussy.
I think in the era, in the realm of comedy, though, it's like, I think she's doing it for funny.
Yeah.
Is it for, like, that's not really like people jerking off to his stuff. That's for pure.
It's so hard to say if dudes are jerking off.
No, but do you think that, I mean, I'm sure there's guys jerking off to the TikTok thing, but I think overall, like, it's I think funny. A teenage girl would watch that and start laughing.
Yeah. Everyone kind of thinks it's funny. Yeah. It's mostly for
comedy.
This
is Seth Rogen for women.
Yep.
So I'm saying in the realm of that, that's got to be, what do you find to be more like rewarding to it? Is like the people jerking off to it, or you rather like just everyone kind of laugh?
Oh, definitely the laughs.
Yeah.
You don't want any weirdos jerking it. That'd be gross.
No, I don't want weirdos jerking it to me online. That'd be weird.
That's why you have sex with your cousin. It's a bit. they're not doing it for real.
It's a routine, dude.
It's funny, dude. This is a joke.
A simple fucking routine. What's the big whoop? Do you think we should do the first, Shannon?
We can do that.
Huh?
Yeah, we can do that. Here we go.
We can first do it. Time. Should we not do it?
No, good.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Let's talk over the whole thing.
No,
why is Justin there? What is he doing? You waiting to catch some squirt? Justin, you waiting to catch some squirt? You're a squirter, right? I saw your Twitter.
I am, yeah.
Pretty great. Pretty great.
Yeah, they proved it's piss, by the way.
Well, no, I think squirt. The proof is that it's piss. It's piss fluid with no pit, no waste in it. Right?
Hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the same fluid. I think piss is
the same.
What'd you read? Is fully just piss?
I didn't read any.
I don't pee. I only squirt.
Yeah, I've never seen yellow.
It's organic piss.
If someone
there's
squirts,
no additives.
If someone squirts, it's never. I've never seen it yellow ever. Ever.
I could piss pretty clear if I'm hydrated.
Yeah.
But the odds that I've never would have seen it any other way, it would be odd.
I'm sure, even if it's not piss, I'm sure there's ladies out there with, like, it looks like they ate bad grass.
For sure.
Crazy.
There's some pissers out there
There's probably musky squirters.
Oh, early morning stuff?
Yeah.
There's some girls who fake the funk.
There's some swamp things.
There's people who fake the funk, but this is the first. We always do this on the SDR show. It's called Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, so we do your first with all three of those things. Your first sexual experience, the first concert you ever went to, the first drug you ever did. That was totally out of order. The order that we do them always first, and the other guys have already done it, so we're only going to do it for Lily here. The first rock and roll, the first concert you ever went to. Doesn't have to be rock music, but the first concert that you chose to go to or that your parents brought you to that you recall.
I don't remember when I was younger. Green Day.
First one that you went paid to go see?
14 years old, yep.
Hell Whoa, man. Me too. Except I was 12.
Really?
It was for the Dookie tour at the Civic Center.
Nice.
Interesting.
Dookie.
Were they already? They were already at like the American Idiot.
Yep. That was it. Yep.
And you and friends went.
Well, it was my boyfriend at the time. Yeah,
he was way older.
Like 16.
Creep.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
He was a real piece of
shit. Sounds like a dickhead.
Yeah. When you like to queef on that son of a bitch.
He messaged me on Facebook last week.
Yeah, did you tell him his dick was little and he jerked off?
Oh, I should reply. I should Facebook
him. What
did
he say?
He was like, oh, hey, like, he was like,
hey,
like,
thought of you for no reason.
We broke up when we were like, when I was like 15 and he was 17, and he was like apologizing for like our breakup. And aww. I was like, what? Like, I was 15. Like, should,
every,
okay.
time, every time you changed your shape thanks. Of like fate, like your direction of head, you should have queefed. You should be like.
I'm sorry I said you're a slut and I just want to hang out with my boys. I didn't mean it.
The other question is your first experience with drugs. Other than weed, unless weed was your first drug, or unless weed was your only drug.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so your first like drug besides weed.
Okay, so I don't even know if this counts, but like prescription pills. Like sure. given to me by like
yeah,
a friend.
That definitely counts.
I went to like a sleepover in like seventh grade.
What were they?
I don't even know.
You don't even know. What did it make you feel?
It was like a
racy.
Yeah, it was racy.
Uppers.
Yeah, it was like some type of upper. It wasn't Adderall though. But then there was like more. So it's like so in seventh grade I had sleepovers with like Vanessa and Tiffany. Like literally
I told you that.
Every weekend.
We knew.
And like their moms had like a lot of like pills. Nice. So it'd be like different pills,
house mom shit.
And one time we got like caught with them at school and the security or someone, like, I don't even remember, but one of us had, like, a bottle of, like, a mixture of pills, and, like, the security guard took it away.
Whoa. Security guard.
How what grade was that?
Security guard snorted.
You wanted
those.
To get caught with that, by the way.
Like, yeah. eighth grade.
There's
like,
no way a security
eighth
guard
grade?
Noticed they bottled
you get in trouble?
Pills.
No. They didn't even call anyone. They just took
seriously?
It.
Seriously?
Yeah. They just took it. Yeah.
They probably wouldn't even take it right now. Everyone they probably believe is just on pills.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm in 11th grade. Why wouldn't I be on Prozac?
And then, like, pot with, like, my, the same boyfriend. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, like, just sit around, listen to Green Day, and like,
damn,
that's all he did.
Sounds sweet.
And then your first,
what?
When that's you the lost, most 17-year-old dude
so
ever.
What
the
is
story
the
story when
section?
You lost your virginity? And we mean that in that like, you were into it. Don't break everyone's heart with a terrible story.
Okay, don't worry, I'm not. Okay, so 14 years old, freshman in high school.
This is a good one.
Yeah, my brother's friend.
Easy.
My brother's friend, and he was just like really hot. We were like cuddling, and I was like, whoa, like what's this? His dick was like. Definitely like as thick as this, and I was like, what's that?
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I like this. And then like you know, I hadn't really like seen like a whole lot of dicks, so I
this
thought
this was your first dick.
Yeah, it really
no
really
wonder
hurt.
You could beef it.
I cried I cried for like 5 days like on my bedroom floor because my vagina hurt. And you know, like when you lose your vagina, it's supposed to bleed like a little bit.
Yeah,
like it's like
his hemorrhaging
huge yeah basically. Jesus. And like he didn't know I was a virgin until he put it in.
Damn, dude.
And he was like, oh,
like, I think he stop and be like, oh.
It's the same way they make a French
oh my
no
man
way.
I broke your pussy.
Yeah.
Now he's like married to like some really like fat ugly
huge
bitch.
Pussied woman.
She sounds like a
and
bitch.
I like messaged him as like
I bet she's a bitch.
A few weeks ago I was like, hey, what's up, how are you doing?
Well, don't pig. Destroy his life. Don't destroy his life.
Why? Did you already have sex with him?
Why not? He's married to some pig.
Not yet. Not yet again.
You deserve him.
I that's deserve him.
Nice. Suburban
she's
life.
She's gross.
Out
she's really
in
let
Wisconsin.
Herself go.
Yeah, with that white claw dick. Get it back. At all costs, get it back. Is this all happening in Madison?
What?
All this drama?
Oh, no. Some prairie. Oh, close to Madison.
Close enough.
Like a suburb. Yep,
make it maybe
like
go
a trashy
this.
Suburb.
Could
so
it go
like...
down this weekend at my shows? Because that would be pretty chill if you guys all Jerry Springered it there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm known for just being like really trashy. Like
in that town?
Like, yeah.
Did you feel anything about that?
Did I feel anything about me? No, I like just kind of embrace it. It's just like what I am.
They call you trashy because you queef on command. You know, I don't like when people don't recognize genius.
Well, I also had sex with a traffic cone. And
right.
Got caught.
And?
After the fact.
Okay.
That's like a prank in the hood video. Like, it's for a TikTok. It's for a TikTok. Officer, please don't.
Slow down a little. You made the sale. Relax. You don't have to sell me anymore. I'm sold.
Traffic gun.
Yeah, traffic cone. Yep.
This has been, how hard I laughed on this episode, I'll remember for the rest of my life. Shannon, does your face hurt?
It's killing me.
Damn.
Oh.
You had to.
You walked into that, you dumb bitch.
Shout out my dad.
You just got queefed by
my dad. Yeah. That every time, every day when I was.
You got the wind
you
from
just got
Butterly.
Butter queefed.
Yeah.
Lily, thank you so much for being here. And also, you guys, let's go around the room and do the plugs for everything.
We already did this like three times.
No, we didn't actually do the plugs. No, but let's let Lily go first.
Oh, am I supposed to just like, okay.
All your stuff, social, whatever you want
okay,
to
plug. Okay, so I have, everything is under Lily Vig, LILLYVIG. I've got an OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/LilyVig. I've got a Fansly, the same thing. I've got a TikTok, which is lily.vig. I've got a Twitter, which is pretty awesome, LilyVig. And then I've got a Reddit.
You do some fun stuff. She does large insertions.
Yep, yep.
On Bonfire Day, we saw her removing.
It's a moving company.
What I can only describe. What I can only describe as a, I believe, an artificial arm, one of the legs of an octopus.
It's like cutting Charles up.
On my ass, yeah.
Upper ass.
And I also, my Reddit's better because I have, like, I fill my pussy with pool balls and then kind of, like, shot them out on the pool table. So I can actually, like, shoot them so I can get, like, up. Yeah. I actually, like, hit one in the hole. I don't know shit about pool, but all I know is I put the cue ball in my pussy and then I'm sure hit another ball into the hole.
I see you.
Scratched.
That's in my eyes, you are Elvis and your cousin is Colonel Tom Parker.
it's your cousin's turn. She gets ball in pussy. She can place it anywhere she wants.
But it's a real billiards. She put one in there and she thought she lost it. And it was a whole panic attack thing. And she was like, I can't get it out. Like, help, help, help. And she's like squatting down. And she like could not get the, it was just a mini pool ball. To
I've heard
like,
the story like, a thousand it. Times. Not from you, just every like, girl that comes in here has that same story, the pool balls and the pussy.
And it's like, well, like, what is up there then that we don't know about right now?
Who knows?
It's like that story about the drug dealer. It always
the pussy,
blue.
Nature's mystery.
10 miles per hour, no lights on.
Nature's mystery. Go ahead, Brian. Do your actual plugs.
Yeah. This you should, you know what I'm gonna plug? I'm gonna plug these two. We did Guess Me Anything in this show. Me and Bailey did. Mm. I'm gonna plug these two episodes. It's like crushed. That's how it's done.
Great job.
That's how you do it.
What a great
also the album comes out.
You're being so dramatic. When? When's it come out?
There is no album.
Oh. I thought I was waiting for an actual damn it. Now I drag that out. Tim, your thoughts?
Just check rough. Out Stoner Dad's Dad landing. Me. I didn't mean to put the word dad in both really of my podcast landing. Names. But
are you a dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I have three kids.
Are you her dad?
Are you?
No, I have a kid with her.
But yeah, just check out my shit. It's fun. That's all.
Oh yeah, dude, two of the funniest guys. Twitch. I know. I'm so excited. Both these guys are going to be hanging out. Brian's, I believe, on the whole weekend at Helium Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that whole week.
Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Obviously off for Thanksgiving and Wednesday's taking off that Sunday sick. To go to the motherfucking
That'll
Birds
sell out
game.
Quick, so buy tickets.
Yeah, get tickets. That is going to go quick. And then doing my special, everyone, at Skankfest. So if all the SDR fans out there, I hope to see you guys all in the audience doing two tapings one of the nights. So we're also doing an SDR show from there. Legion of Skanks, obviously, Bonfire. It's going to be a wild, fucking crazy long weekend. In 2 weeks. It's fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's all coming together. That's going to be great. And I'm on the road literally the rest of the year after that. This weekend, if you're listening live, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin, at Comedy on State. So come check me out there. I'll be running the special. It's my last weekend to kind of get it together, like practice-wise. So come check that out. Shannon, your plugs?
You can. I'm scared to say anything because I feel like you guys have just been so mean to me.
I wish you would fucking queef right now.
What are you fucking Shannon? Talking about, Shannon?
Yeah. I wish it was like Shannon.
Shannon's dumb shit like this. Wow, dude. Really
seriously, dude. I can't believe you fucking make us look like that.
God.
Now our new friends think we're assholes.
You can follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. I listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding. Ding. Thank you. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Thanks, Justin. We have people tell stories about their worst date experience, the time they got into a street fight, and an experience with the paranormal.
We always ask this of our guests, and don't give us the answer yet. We go around the room and see what everybody thinks. Mm-hmm. And we can do both cousins here, because it could be different answers for each. Do you believe in ghosts? Don't answer. We're going to go around the room and guess if we think they do or don't.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brian.
No.
Neither believe in ghosts.
No.
Okay. Tim.
I'm going to say there's no way either of these women believes in an afterlife.
I forget. Wait, I thought you were
going with
me.
No.
I'm going with no.
No. We're asking you guys if you think the cousins believe in ghosts.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, obviously.
They both do, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, Tim.
It's absolutely not.
Neither of them believe in ghosts. Shannon?
I think both yes.
I hear the argument for both so much. But I'm going to go with yes, they do. They come from a small town. Yeah, I'm going to say yes. Both.
So just one of us does.
You do?
No.
You don't. She does believe in ghosts.
That's why she didn't want to be on camera. She's worried that they're going to show this in heaven when she gets there.
She also wants to go to Thanksgiving.
Monthly checks are going to get real ghostly.
She does want to go to Thanksgiving this year, actually.
You can't go, though?
No, I can't.
Why?
I'm banned.
Have you been you're still banned.
Yeah. Uninvited?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. What about the three kids?
I'm sure they'd let her take the kids.
Take the kids. Don't be that chick. What, are you just here to fist your cousin's ass? Take the kids to Thanksgiving. Be a normal aunt for once. Thank you all so much. Am I forgetting anything, Shannon?
Just a song.
The song of the week is pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Ooh, it's got to be something that makes sense with the
cover. Oh, I thought that was the beginning. I was like, is this from the cantina scene in Star Wars?
Something from the, what's something, Kissing Cousins or something.
There's Kissing Cousins, something. That's a song.
It's probably got to be a song.
Cousins.
Elvis Presley? Sounds like, I can think of like a country song. It's on the tip of my tongue. You're the reason our kids are ugly. It's something like that. It's,
dude,
it's
you're that the reason like our kids are CDs ugly. That, like, your uncle
that's literally
has.
A song. Whoa. It's about cousins seven. Fucking.
It's David Allen Coe.
Wait,
it's
maybe not. Music. It's not about cousins, but it fits.
Okay, it's Loretta Lynn and Conway Twitty.
Yo, Conway Twitty rules.
Yeah. Rip it. It's going on it the STR playlist
sometimes
right next to Ralph's.
I hear Silvinger songs.
This your pussy.
This will be right next to Ralph's Winger songs in the STR playlist. thank you so much for listening. Ralph will be back next week, right, Shannon? He'll be back from Italy with all of his stupid stories about jogging around the Colosseum. What a mo. All right. I think I got some cousins.
So I had to go get new socks, and they didn't have my size.
Shannon, I think I know the answers already, but you're pretty much going to have sex with a female cousin soon, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I just boned up. All right.
Wait. She can get together. We can do like a double date.
Shannon, you want to go fucking four-way daisy chain with these brooks?
We can discuss it afterwards.
Really? You're in the game. Oh, right. Shannon, way to keep the ball in the air. I appreciate that. Ralph, we miss you. We love you. We'll catch you back next week. Ralph's got Good Sugar Podcast and on a different network, I think, altogether. And I don't even know. I think podcast merch fell to pieces. I don't know. I don't really pay attention that much. All I know is I didn't have anybody piss on the table when no one was here, so... Don't get mad at me.
By Kratom.
Peace. By Kratom.
We won't ever have everything we need. Cause when we get ahead, it's got another mouth to feed. And that's the reason that my good looks and my figure is gone.
And that's the reason that I ain't got no hair to comb.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly. Little darling, well, but looks ain't everything, and money ain't everything, but I love you just the same.
Conway, why in the devil don't you go and shave and put on a clean pair of pants?
But Loretta, look at yourself. I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Besides that, all of our kids took after your part of the family anyway.
Oh, they did, huh? Well, what about the ones that's bald?
You've been listening to the SDR Show.